Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! And it's on to the play-in tournament against Miami Wednesday.
It's going to be one of those grinding out games. Every time you know you're playing Miami Heat, you're playing a gritty team, tough, very physical. So for us, we got to come in and be together. Like you said, fight through the adversity together. Everything that we do, you know, Wednesday and leading up to Wednesday has to be together. We have to be connected.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Oh, that's fun. I don't know that we've ever had that intro music for us, Marshall Harris.
Listen, man, we're out here trying to get into the mood, into the mode, if you will. We need to get ready for some Bulls basketball that's going to be seismic.
The play-in game. It's where your stats don't count. And maybe you'll advance. Maybe you'll still go home later. Maybe you'll lose and go home. What's on the line?
Look, I want to lay this out very simply, Layla. We are at that point in the season where we talked about tanking. It didn't happen. But the Bulls very much still in play for lottery odds. Here's the best case scenario if you are in the camp of, I wish the Bulls weren't even in this play-in. I want them to get the best odds possible. What you want to root for is a Miami Heat win because they have a worse record than you. And so if Miami Heat, if they beat the Bulls and then they win their second game, now the Bulls jump up a couple of spots. Also, you want the Dallas Mavericks, the 10th seed in the West, to also win their game and then jump up a couple of spots.
By the way, did you hear the latest from Dallas?
I'm scared to ask, but what happened in Dallas?
Nico Harrison has appeared for only the second time since the Luka Doncic trade. No cameras, no recording devices.
So it's not a press conference.
To you?
It's not a press conference. It's a conversation off the record.
Is
it off the record or not?
All I see is breaking. This is from WFAA, the most notable reputed station in Dallas. Dallas Mavs GM Nico Harrison addressing media for just the second time since the Luka trade, and no cameras and recording devices are allowed.
You could just broke after breaking, and then that's it. I'm sorry about your team.
They don't want to talk about what happened and how things went terribly awry. But Dallas still is, they are a play-in team, and if they win tomorrow and then they win again on Friday, they are in the playoffs, and that elevates the Bulls. So if the Mavericks and the Heat become the 8 seed, here's my point. If the Mavericks and the Heat become the 8 seed, the Bulls then obviously don't make the playoffs. They're in the lottery, and their odds would stand at 9.4% to get a top 4 pick and 2% to get the number 1 overall pick. A reminder that last year Atlanta had slightly better odds. I think they had like a 3% chance of getting the number 1 pick and they got the number one pick. Would you sign up for that today? 9.4% and 2% as your odds for top four or number one? Or do you want to see these Bulls fight their way into the playoffs by knocking off the Miami Heat at home tomorrow and then going on the road to face the loser of the Orlando Magic and Atlanta Hawks game? All to go to the altar known as Cleveland, the number one seed in the East.
So it's fight to win and then go home later, or it's fight to win and go home now?
Well, don't even fight to win. Just lose, and then you have a chance to get a top four pick at 9.4% or the number one overall pick, a 2% chance.
And listen, we are having some fun with this because, frankly, it deserves a little bit of fun. We have the whole season asked the question, would you rather just have a better draft spot? The Bulls' most recent opponent, the Philadelphia Sixers, told you that they were going to go for that. Or you could be the Mavericks, for example, who are arguably in the play-in situation disgraced after what happened to their team. So much so that they're only talking to a select handful of media members today in what appears to be some sort of memorization test slash off-the-record conversation. I know other teams do it, but the difference is it's usually, you know, something that the beat writers get in a different manner, not necessarily only the second time you've appeared since you traded one of the top players in the league.
And in addition to a standard press conference.
That too. You know what is the exact opposite of that? Billy Donovan. We are the place for him. Billy loves to talk and we love to listen. And he had a great interview this morning with the morning show, Mully and Haw. It was Dan Wiederer filling in for David Haw. And I appreciated what he had to say about the direction of this team, because as we've been trying to figure it out in these, you know, sarcastic terms, he's been the one who's actually been trying to make it work. And there was something that he said where the record of wins and losses, to me, does reflect how he sees a team develop. It makes sense because he's a coach. Listen to him talk about Modest Buzelis' development and why I think it all kind of brings what we've seen this season together.
I understand, you know, when you have a high draft pick, fans want to see the guy play, and they want to see him out there and want to see what he can do. And, you know, obviously, a big part of the NBA is, you know, the fans and them coming to games, and they want to see certain players play, and I understand that. But organizationally, I think collectively from top to bottom, responsibility we have is to try to help players understand really what it takes to be an impactful player and a winning player. And I think so much in today's game, you know, is about highlight reels and things like that. And I think for Modest coming in as a very, very young player, he's been always able to rely on his talent. And his talent is elite. But I think if you look at his G League experience, it was interesting when I spoke to him coming in, they won five games in the G League.
Right.
And I am like, how does that happen? You've got all these first-round draft picks and lottery picks, and you guys win five games. How does that happen? And he made the comment to me. I thought it was really, really insightful by him. He said, you know, we had a lot of really young players, and we didn't really have a lot of veteran guys around us to help us. And the coaching staff, you know, tried to do as good as they could, but we kind of had to go through this. And I think that was the thing that we started talking about with him was, besides the ability to run and jump and shoot, what are the things that he can do to impact the outcome of games and be an impactful player besides his own numbers or stats? And I think when he first came here, one is he's going to get physically stronger as he gets older. There's no question about that. He's a very, very good worker. He's competitive. And there's a part of him that, you know, he's got this fearlessness to him that he's not intimidated by things. I think he's played against great players his whole life. But blocking out, communicating on defense, getting back in transition, understanding scout reports, game plan discipline, how do I take care of myself? How do I eat? How do I rest? All these things were just, I think, a little bit foreign to him. And his idea coming in, I think, early in the season was, I just need to show up and play. And I think he needed to learn a lot more went into it than that.
So
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I always appreciate Billy Donovan just having the space to discuss things. I would give Billy an hour. I would, as I said on transition with our morning show, I would let him throw in Udonis Haslam stories. I want to hear everything he has to say. If something he sees on our desk reminds him of a story that he wants to share, I'm into it. So when he said the win total of his G League team, Ignite, mattered to him as a coach to see how they developed, that lets you know how he views player development as a whole. And I think also it is a function of seeing what Modest can do. A lot of times, especially in the NBA, Marshall, I think we view individual development separately from team development.
I think that's accurate, but I think there's a reason for that too, because you can see a guy, let's take Anthony Edwards for example. Do you remember when he was in college who he played for? He played for Georgia. They were awful. And even though they were awful, he was doing his thing, and he was the number one pick. But they were awful, let's be clear. And you've seen now when you put him with good players over the course of time, he has improved and his team has been good enough that now they're a team that's going to be in the mix to make some type of playoff run. And he led the NBA in threes made this season.
And you think about his just absolutely highlight reel dunks.
Well, yes.
You
know,
you're not thinking about him as a three-point shooter necessarily. But the point is, he gets everything done.
And he has developed. And so the winning does matter, but I think the winning comes when you have a collection of talent. You know, people talk about you need to learn how to win. Most of these guys have been winning their whole lives, but they've been doing it through sheer, I'm more athletic and just better and more skilled than you. When you take it up to the next level, you have to go up against other guys who are maybe just as skilled, even if they might not be as athletic as you. And so I think for Modest Bouzelas, the skills are there. You could see it on individual plays, but you're trying to figure out how that's going to fit in with a winning team. Obviously, he needs to add weight. He needs better defense. As far as more consistently getting where he needs to be, moving his feet, all that stuff. But we've seen over the back half of the season him improving all those things. And what Billy Donovan is speaking to is the fact that, okay, we've got you now with other NBA players who know how to do things instead of just a bunch of young guys like yourself.
And I think what Billy shows there is, number one, as a coach, you're always going to look at success when it comes to team wins, and that makes sense. You can find the bright spots and you can find the success in individual performances or knowing that your team is still headed in a positive direction if there's a loss that sets you back. But another piece of it is when you're on a winning team, you tend to play better. And we saw that with Kobe White, both show his development and speak from that talent that you talked about and you referred to with Anthony Edwards, similar. He was used to being that guy who teams relied on, but he wanted to go from good to great. So you see how that worked out for him. And then also, just confidence as a coach, knowing you can't be the only voice to somebody. Yeah, Billy Donovan says you need veterans around you to help you learn how to go about your business.
Because Billy Donovan can tell them whatever, and yes, he has experience playing basketball as well, but you need your contemporaries, someone to show you the way, someone who's been around several blocks as some of the Bulls. And Bulls aren't even that old of a team per se, but even a guy like Kobe White has been here now several seasons where he can lean in. I think one of the reasons why they've been able to develop Modest Bouzelas, and you can say in turn Kobe White and Josh Giddey, is that they're playing a different style of basketball than what Kobe White was playing when he first came into this league. I wanted to make sure we hear about Billy Donovan describing really the type of play that he wanted to see his Bulls play and the fact that they are actually able to do that finally this season.
I know when the season started, even in the first, practice, media day, I was being asked questions about, we're projected to win 28 games. We're projected to be, one of the bottom teams. And I know we've been kind of stuck in the middle, so to speak. I've loved this group on a lot of different levels. I think for every team that goes through an 82-game season, there's always turbulence and there's always ups and downs. And these guys have navigated that really well. I think the first thing I look at is, when DeMar went to Sacramento and Alex ended up getting to the trade with Oklahoma City and then Josh came in, I think the one thing we tried to establish was a style of play that we wanted to play. And I think that that was a real makeover that these guys had to go through. And they deserve a lot of credit for how we've tried to play a lot faster, taking more threes, and our rosters allowed us to do that. I think the sacrifice piece, when we were healthy, with Lonzo, with Kobe, with Io, with Josh Giddey, with all the number of ball handlers we had, the level of sacrifice that they all took upon themselves, that I'm not going to have the ball in my hands all the time. And Kobe's been great with that, playing on the ball, off the ball. Hmm.
I think listening to that part, especially the last part, they've learned to adapt to the idea that because now they're running and gunning, everyone's going to get shots. And you don't even need to have the ball in your hands all the time because the ball will find you if you get open. And a guy like Josh Giddey, along with Kobe White, they facilitated a different style of basketball, which is something they've been trying to play for years. But with DeMar DeRozan and to a certain level, Zach LaVine, you just couldn't get into that type of a sharing mode.
I think a difference in pace is that you're going to see the court differently. You're going to be in different spots. You will get to those spots faster, especially if you know you can outrun a team, which the Bulls are confident that they can do.
Fourth quarter, teams look real tired against them.
Including Miami.
Yeah.
So all of that said, I feel like in this case, you're seeing a team know that if they see the court differently, if they're running at a different pace, then they have opportunities. But all of this is a function of a team system. And I found it really interesting that player development rooted in Billy Donovan was still a function of team success. That was good stuff for sure. We will examine more from Billy Donovan on the morning show and the shows that we have leading up to tomorrow night's play-in game. By the way, we are giving away tickets as well. So you want to make sure you listen for that opportunity. And the other thing is we want to do something called the Meat Bowl Machine.
Can't wait.
Yeah, take people through the Meat Bowl Machine.
The Meat Bowl Machine, if you go, you know about our Meat Ball Machine. Same thing. We're just giving it the Meat Bowl nickname because that moniker fits what the topic is. But I really want to know from fans out there, fans who are casual fans, fans who are diehard fans, what do you want to see from this Bulls team now that the moment is upon us? Right now, as it currently sits, if they don't make the playoffs, they would be a 5.7% chance to be a top four pick, and that could go up to as high as 9.4%, depending on if Miami and or Dallas get in instead of the Bulls to the playoffs as the 8th seed in the Eastern and Western conferences, respectfully. And meanwhile, they are a 1.2% chance to be the number one overall pick if they don't make it in as the 8th seed. That could go up all the way to 2% if Miami and Dallas get into the Eastern and Western Conference playoffs, respectively. So would you rather have those slim single-digit odds of getting a top four or a number one pick, or would you rather see the Bulls win a couple of games, beat Miami, and then beat the loser of Orlando and Atlanta and go see the Cavaliers for a seven-game series that will probably be shorter than it is long?
Let's face it, Cleveland has just been a very good team this year.
What do you want from these Bulls now that we're at this point where you can finally say, hey, we have a shot in the lottery, or we're completely out of the lottery and we're probably not winning this first round series?
So you're telling me there's a chance, but you're telling me there's a chance. So go to the Meat Bowl Machine. We know it as the voicemail feature on the Odyssey app. So you can go to the Odyssey app. It says leave a voicemail. That is for us. We usually call it the Meatball Machine. It doesn't talk back. Also, to people who are wondering about the WNBA draft, we had a text come in And they asked if we were talking about it. We just did with Carly Bell. So if you missed that, you can go back on the Rewind feature. Listen to that segment on the Odyssey app because we wanted to talk about the Chicago Sky getting Haley Van Lith. All of that is there for you. But what's next? It is our weekly visit with Ian Happ, the Cubs outfielder of residence here on the Midday Show on the Score. You won't want to miss that. It's next.